Are UTIs being overtreated via telehealth? And who actually needs antibiotics? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP and Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A new consensus guide in the JAMA Network Open aims to standardize how adults with suspected urinary tract infections should be triaged and treated across telehealth and in-person settings. Developed using the RAND-UCLA appropriateness method, the Ann Arbor group provides separate algorithms for non-pregnant women and for men, focusing on when empiric antibiotics are appropriate, when urine testing is required, and when in-person evaluation is necessary. For women with new onset classic cystitis symptoms such as dysuria, urgency, frequency, or suprapubic pain, the non-risk factors for antibiotic resistance, empiric antibiotics without urine testing are considered appropriate. In contrast, women with resistance risk factors and all men should have urinalysis with culture or urinalysis with reflex to culture before taking the first antibiotic dose. The guide emphasizes that urine color or odor changes alone do not warrant testing or antibiotics. Same-day in-person evaluation is recommended for symptoms concerning for pyelonephritis, complicated infection, urinary obstruction, or sepsis. The authors note that these algorithms are intended to improve diagnostic stewardship, reduce unnecessary antibiotic use, and better align UTI care with the realities of virtual medicine. In our next story, we learn from a large comparative effectiveness study in JAMA Internal Medicine that suggests that initiating a SGLT2 inhibitor may provide greater kidney protection than starting a GLP-1 receptor agonist in patients with type 2 diabetes. Using nationwide Danish registry data and a targeted trial emulation design, investigators compared more than 30,000 SGLT2 inhibitor initiators over nearly 19,000 GLP-1 receptor agonist initiators, all previously treated with metformin. Over 5 years, SGLT2 inhibitor initiation was associated with a lower risk of chronic kidney disease, defined as a 40% decline in eGFR, severe albuminuria, or kidney failure. SGLT2 inhibitors were also associated with fewer acute kidney injury events. Benefits were consistent across subgroups and most pronounced in patients without pre-existing kidney disease. GLP-1 receptor agonists were associated with slightly lower albuminuria and mortality. The authors conclude that when kidney protection is a primary treatment goal in type 2 diabetes, initiating an SGLT2 inhibitor may be the preferred strategy. And finally, long-term follow-up from the ESPRIT trial published in JAMA Oncology shows that starting a low-dose aspirin in older adults does not reduce cancer incidence and may increase cancer-related mortality. The analysis included more than 19,000 adults aged 70 and older who were originally randomized to 100 milligrams of aspirin daily or placebo and followed for a median of nearly 9 years across the randomized and post-trial observation phases. There was no difference in overall cancer incidence between groups, including across cancer stage and metastatic status. However, cancer-related mortality was approximately 15% higher among participants originally assigned to aspirin. Importantly, this elevated mortality risk did not persist after aspirin was discontinued. Investigators conclude that initiating low-dose aspirin in older adults solely for cancer prevention is not supported and should not be recommended. These findings reinforce current recommendations to avoid routine aspirin use for primary prevention in older adults who do not have established cardiovascular disease. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup, which is to ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Nolan, Normandy Allen, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.